creating success from tragedy, getting fed up, and building momentum. G'day there, my name is Dino Power, and I'm your host today for the TEDx Byron Bay podcast. We've got an amazing episode for you today. We're talking to a peak performance coach, but let me tell you, this is not your average story. TEDx Byron Bay is a one-day event coming up on the 31st of July 2010. Now, if you're familiar with the TED videos online or the TED conference that's held annually in California for the last 25 years or so, then you'll know what the TED part is. It stands for Technology, Education and Design. You might, however, be wondering about the X. Well, X stands for an independently organised event, although licensed by the TED organisation, that combines a stellar lineup of speakers, great discussion, and some TED content to create a TED-like experience. So we're looking forward immensely to our TEDx event here in Byron Bay. This podcast series has been giving an insight into some of the people that will be speaking at the event, and it's been like a little conference within a conference. Today's guest has acted in movies with Chuck Norris. He's coached the Australian women's volleyball team to a gold medal, and he's become a best-selling author and sought-after peak performance coach. But that's not half the story. On top of this, you're going to get some tips you wouldn't be expecting from a peak performance coach. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Kurik Ashley.
It's great to be with you on the call. I'm really appreciative that you guys are interviewing me.
We really appreciate you taking the time. Now, of course, we're talking about TEDx Byron Bay, and TEDx is sort of like the mini-me of the TED conference. Is there a favorite TED moment for you?
I don't actually have a favorite moment. I just love the diversity and the power of TEDx. You know, there's so many great speakers, so many great topics. Probably one of the best resources that's ever been done for any topic and subject and top speakers around the world.
Yeah, I believe in the ecological world, the greatest innovation, the greatest evolution happens at the fringe of two ecosystems. Now, you've been a Hollywood actor, a stuntman, a best-selling author, an in-demand speaker. I believe you do up to 100 gigs a year. But you've got you've had quite a journey to getting to that point. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, I used to not only I was more of an actor who could do action, so I did stunts as well. But I was, you know, stunt guys wouldn't really call me a stuntman. And you know, I also did over 500 movies behind the camera as a key and dolly grip, production assistant to directors and celebrities and all kinds of things. And I guess one of the most challenging moments of my life was while working as a stuntman slash actor on a movie called Delta Force 2 with Chuck Norris. I was involved in a helicopter crash on the set, and five of my friends died, and my best friend died in my arms after I pulled him out of the wreck on fire, and I was giving him CPR in a car on the way to the hospital. So it, you know, I've definitely had some challenges in life, just like everybody. And that's why I believe that what I teach is so powerful, because not only is it something I just learned, but it's something I had to use for myself to turn my own life around.
Yeah, right. So you're coming from a place of having lived inside this stuff, having applied it, and not just having a theoretical model.
Yes, and truly everybody that I've ever worked with, which is now tens of thousands, and my private clients and sports teams, and I took the women's beach volleyball team in Australia to win gold medals at the Sydney Olympics. I've worked with the Brisbane Broncos. They won the premiership. You know, literally everybody that I've ever worked with that applies the tools, this applies the strategies, basically is guaranteed to get the results. And I've watched it over and over again. And even as the coach, you know, the success coach or the peak performance coach, I'm still in awe about what a human being can produce when they apply themselves.
Right. Yeah. Well, what are some of the theme for TEDx Byron Bay is Step Up to Shine. What are some of the prerequisites? What are some of the conditions that people need to reach peak performance, to shine?
Well, I would say the number one thing, and I'm probably going to shock some people when they hear this coming out of a personal development person's mouth, I would say one of the things that is most important to change, to facilitate change, that is to get to the place where you are fed up, where you have gone, I have had enough. See, I'm not talking about getting fed up at yourself or getting fed up at people in life or, you know, your school teachers, your parents. I'm talking about getting fed up with your situation. Get irritated. Get frustrated. And again, you know, most people don't tell you that, but, you know, my metaphor for life is that the average person is buried neck deep in dog poo, and they've been in it so long they don't even know it stinks anymore. And they've actually kind of made it easy where they, you know, for themselves. They go, well, you know, there's other people whose lives are worse than mine, and it's not that bad. I'm not talking about not having gratitude. Certainly have gratitude. Yet until you get fed up with your situation, you won't change because it's too easy to be complacent.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, you hear people talking about their wealth. You know, well, I don't really need to be wealthy. I want to live more of a Zen life. Okay, but Zen means to be in harmony with the universe, and the natural order of the universe is to seek to reach your highest potential, which means to evolve. And
yes.
The number one reason relationships break up in the universe, in the world, is because of money issues. And the number one reason people are stressed out is money issues. And
mm-hmm.
stress is the number one killer on the planet. So
yes.
It's really about having holistic success, but you won't have it unless you get fed up with the situation that you're in right now.
Well, you're right. I didn't expect to hear that from you, but I can understand. I mean, I think a common theme that's coming through in some of these interviews is everybody reached a point where they said, I've had enough, I want to make a change, and they made the change. I'm not sure what else I should ask you about that, but I want to know more. Can you dig a little bit deeper there?
Oh, it's okay. Well, you know, if I can add just a little bit more to that.
Please do.
The thing is that you'll notice that when people get cancer, watch how fast they start taking care of themselves. You know, they start meditating, they start eating better, they start hitting the gym. Now, they could have avoided the cancer in a lot of cases by actually doing those things in advance, but they don't. And so pain can actually be your best friend because it is sometimes the strongest motivator to get people to move. And that's why I say get frustrated, get fed up, and say, hey, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done being poor. I'm done being fat. I'm done being lonely. I've had enough. And when you really get to that place, that's where change happens. Then, you know, the decision happens, and then it's going to be about being consistent. Because if I can share one thing with you, is that after the helicopter crash, you know, I went into 2 years of a very negative tailspin, which means I had a gun in my mouth every night with the hammer pulled back and my finger on the trigger. And I mean, I really had a gun in my mouth. I put 3.5 to 5 grams of cocaine in my nose every night. I smoked cigarettes. I drank booze. I was just trying to kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a real downward spiral. Well, the day that I decided to change my life, I drew a line in the sand with a broom pole, like a samurai warrior, held it over my head, and I cut a line in the sand. And I said, once I step over this, I'm going to go clean and sober on all levels. And I literally gave up cocaine and cigarettes and alcohol abuse, and I gave all my guns away, not to just people wandering down the street, but, you know, gun collector friends of mine. And people think, oh, yeah, that's when change happens and blah, blah. But you know what? What people don't understand is that, first, a lot of my real friends and family members didn't trust me anymore because I had already abused that trust by
yes.
telling them over and over again that I was going to get clean, I was going to change, and I didn't. So why would anybody think this moment's going to be any different besides that I have to prove it through consistency?
Mm-hmm.
And the other people that I was hanging out with, the people that you do drugs with or you buy them from or just, you know, whatever, you can't hang out with those people anymore. So there's a lag time where you're gonna find some space where there's not a whole lot to do and there's not people to hang out with. That's when you got to work on your personal development, and that's what became my addiction. Was every day getting up at 4 a.m. and listening to audios and reading books and attending more seminars, and then pretty soon again those people who did love you before, who still love you but didn't really trust you anymore. You start getting back into their good graces because they can see what you're doing is consistent, and that is the key, is consistency.
For me, I imagine that there's quite a deal of the energy that comes from that, that once you start getting into that routine, that consistency not only builds confidence in others, but it starts to build confidence in yourself.
Absolutely. And one of the things where the energy is going to come from is that after you do something good, you have to literally celebrate it. Because what you want to do is you want to link it up to your brain that you get rewarded for doing something good. Because otherwise, you know, you do something good for yourself. Let's say you go to the gym, you know, you finally get up and you get yourself to the gym and you come home and you might be a little sore and there's no fanfare, you know, there's no people holding a parade because you went to the gym. So yes, you have to get up and celebrate it. And yes, because you do, your brain starts linking up, man, I like this. I'm getting rewarded for doing something good. And it does start to build up that energy. And then pretty soon it feels so good that you get addicted to the feeling of feeling good.
That sounds like a bit of a self-perpetuating cycle where you start to develop some momentum, I suppose.
And that's what you need is momentum. Because then what happens is, you know, like when you're in a plane, it takes more throttle to take off, you know, from the runway. Then once they're up at altitude, you'll notice that the pilots actually scale back on the throttle a little bit, and the plane's actually moving faster because they use the tailwinds, you know, to do that. So it's actually using less engine power. Well, life is kind of much the same way. Once you create momentum, you don't have to be as energy building as you were when you first took off. It's like pushing your car when it stalls. The hardest thing is to get it going from a dead stop, but once it starts to roll, momentum takes over and it's a lot less energy to keep it moving.
Well, that's an inspiring thought, isn't it? Now, I've been privy this morning to the title of your talk at TEDx, and I'm not sure that we should give that away, but for anyone who's thinking about coming to the event, what can they expect from you?
Well, you know, I'm going to give some very powerful, real easy, not brain surgery strategies that will also make so much common sense. And the thing that I guess what makes me unique at what I do is my job is not to teach content. It's to help people facilitate real change. And that's what I'm really good at doing. And you're going to get some real change happen in your life from coming to the event and not only obviously listening from what I'm going to teach, but also the other speakers as well.
I feel like I've got an enormous amount of value out of this call already this morning, so I'm certainly looking forward to that. For people listening to the call, are there some places where they can connect with you online, maybe get some more information about what you do?
Sure. There's two websites that are easy to track me down on. One of them is just KurikAshley.com, and the other one is LifeSuccessClub.com, which is an ongoing coaching program that we have. But there's so many videos and things to watch. And then always on Facebook. People can always track me down on Facebook.
Great. Well, I'll put some links in the show notes.
Okay.
I want to thank you so much for your time today, and really looking forward to meeting you at TEDx. Are there
my
any
pleasure.
Parting words you'd like to leave us with?
Well, you know, I just got some unique news this week, and that is the guy who stood up at my wedding a year ago, his wife, she was diagnosed with leukemia earlier in the year, got their bill of health that everything was gone and clean, and she just, again, found out that it's back, and they've given her a couple weeks to live. And the thing for me is that it's just reminding me again is to make every moment count, to love the people you love a lot more, to make sure you hug and kiss them every time you see them and tell them you love them, to fight less and just have a lot more happiness in your life. And that is the ultimate goal, is happiness. I mean, why do we want the success or the business or the money or anything else? Because we think it's going to make us happy. So I say just go for the happiness first, and you will always be the ultimate winner.
Well, that's both a sad and an inspirational note on which to leave you. Kurek, thank you so very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, that was Kurek Ashley, and I'm sure you'll agree that was an amazing story. That wraps it up for this edition of the TEDx Byron Bay podcast. Wherever you're listening to this, there's going to be an opportunity to subscribe, and I'd invite you to do that. You can also subscribe now via iTunes, so you'll see links wherever you're consuming this podcast. I'd recommend doing that because we've got some great content still to come before the event, and not to mention what's going to come after the event. So please subscribe. Also, we'd love to hear what you think. So please, you know, leave us a comment, share your ideas. Until next time on the TEDx Byron Bay podcast, have an amazing day And remember, thoughts become things that shape the world.